Okay, tonight I'm going to talk to you about time. Time is a factor in nutrition or diet and exercise. Time. Time is, by definition, a non-spatial continuum in which events occur in apparently irreversible succession. Time can also be measured by two points that separate a space on the continuum of time. Now, time is something we can't see, but something we can measure. And we can, it sometimes perceive to feel it. But can we buy time? Many people say, no, you can't buy time. Time continues. I'm going to show you tonight that there is a possibility to buy time. To buy means to acquire in exchange to, or to be capable of purchasing. I don't mean that you can buy additional time the way you might perceive it, but you can earn it. You can buy it by your actions. You can buy time. I want to tell you a story. In 1912, there was a Nobel laureate who received the Nobel Peace Prize. And one of the things that this man did is that he took a chicken embryo in a petri dish and he fed this embryo, which should live 5 to 6, maybe 7 years. If it were to run a normal lifespan, 5 to 7 years. And he fed it some very particular things. One of them was chlorophyll, but the other one was the one that I like most to talk about. He fed it unpasteurized apple cider vinegar. Now, they cleaned this petri dish very specifically. They took very good care of it, and they fed it these other nutrients. And this Nobel laureate kept this chicken embryo alive for 35 years. 35 years. 5 to 7 times longer than the normal lifespan. What does that say to you? I'll tell you what it says to me. It says to me, wow, I have the ability by what I put into my body, what I put in contact with my body, what I allow into my space to affect my life beyond the measured amount perceived, believed, and realized by most people. Think about that. You have the ability to buy time. Buy time. Think about this one. You want to talk about time. Imagine this. Imagine you're a child. You're 13, just going on 14 years old. You've been out playing. Oh, it's hot. You've just moved to Arizona. It's hot. You're in gym class. You're running around. And the coach is having you go, go, go. And all of a sudden, you start to breathe real hard, and you just can't seem to get your breath. And you're trying to keep up desperately. In your heart, you really want to do it. In your mind, you really want to go, but you just can't do it. And you start to labor harder and harder. And pretty soon, you start to actually gag. And you stop, and you get down on your hands and knees, and you're trying to get your breath. And then after a little while, you start to get better. And the coach is mad at you. And the other kids are wondering why you're not keeping up. So you try it again, and it happens again. Now, that's not the bad part. You're home later playing, okay? How about when it's fun? Forget the school. You're trying to run around with the other guys, and all of a sudden you notice there's a problem. What's going on? Well, now your mother takes you to the doctor. This is what happened to me. My mother takes me to the doctor, and they do a bunch of tests, and they say, guess what? You've got a bad heart valve. So the mother sits down with the doctor, and you have a meeting with her, and he says, look, we can fix that heart valve. No problem. We can just open your chest up. We have to cut all those bones out of the way, break your chest open, and we're going to pull your heart out, disassemble it, and we're going to put a pig's valve in your heart. Wait a minute, excuse me? A pig's valve. Now, I was standing there going out of my mind because guess what happened to me? I just saw the end of time. Think about this. You're 14 years old. They're going to pull your heart out, put a pig valve in it, and say, don't worry, you're going to have 7 to 8 years of great function. Wait a minute. I just can't run around real hard, but I've been doing great. You're going to take my heart valve out and put a pig valve in it, and that might give me 8 years. Oh, yeah, now you're going to have to be on anti-rejection drugs. Well, I'm flipping. I'm going crazy. I mean, I see my life is gone. I don't have any more time. I don't have any more time. So what do? I say to the doctor, Doc, what happens at the end of 6 or 8 years? What does he say to me? Oh, don't worry. We can put another valve in there. And if that doesn't work, by then there might be new technology. Well, I was a little quicker than some, and I think the boss was talking to me, and I said to the doc, Doc, suppose the technology was I wasn't supposed to have that heart valve. And his jaw fell open, and my mother's jaw fell open, and I was out of there. I was going out to buy some time. At least at that moment, I was buying time. I was hoofing it out of there. Now, I had a choice, 6 to 8 years. Didn't feel very good. Imagine, when you're 14 years old, do you know the horror that that causes? Think about this. Let me take a knife and rip your chest wide open, break all your ribs, pull your heart out, do an operation, I put a pig valve in there, and hope that it works better and you don't have any other complications, and then you're going to get another one 8 years later. Do you look forward to that? I didn't. I was scared to death. But luckily, I had seen my father on the farm fix the animals with herbs, cure all kinds of things. So what did I do? I started searching. I started going places, and I started looking around. I started asking people about herbs, about all these different things. And all of a sudden, I ran into some people who told me about herbs. And they said, heart valves can be helped. There's certain herbs, certain minerals you need to take. You need to get on unpasteurized vinegar. You need to get yourself some minerals. You need to get some hawthorn berries. You need to get some nettles for circulation. We've got to get some other things to help strengthen your heart muscle. You need to start eating heart. I said, what? They go, sure, think about it. They said, heart muscle has the nutrients in it to form a heart. If you eat the heart of another mammal, you're going to get most nutrients you need to strengthen your heart. And I went, whoa, hello, that makes sense to me. If my car's broken and I dent the fender, I don't want to fix it with styrofoam, I'm going to fix it with metal. So I got out and started eating heart valve, and I started learning to eat heart. Chicken hearts, beef hearts. And I bought time because 3.5 years later, I'm in the Marine Corps. 4 years later, I'm in Vietnam in an elite outfit. Now, I bought time. Now, all the males in my family only lived to be about 42, 45 years old. Well, I bought time because now I'm 60. In fact, it's kind of nice. I go in a store now every now and then down the street here. It's the Cheryl Kane in the morning. And every time I go in there, the guy looks at me and says, I got to do it. I got to do it. And I go, come on, man. Give me a break. He goes, no, I got to do it. And he'll call a girlfriend over or somebody knows her and says, look, come over here. Guess how old this guy is. I think they're trying to flatter me, but they always say, you know, 40, 42, 45. And they go, he's 60. And they go, no way. And he goes, yeah, I've seen his ID. So I bought time. You can buy time. So let's talk about this time and how it applies. Okay? Time is measured in seconds, minutes, hours, days. Okay? It's critically important in everything that we do. Time. Time. It's the difference in getting results, and I'm going to explain to you how that works. It's the most misunderstood and underutilized component in exercise and diet today. It's what's not understood. It's not known how to utilize it. We can surely know what wasted time is. If we're not feeding our body something positive today, it's something negative. Because we are an electrical being, everything we put into our body is either a more positive charge and helps our body to build up electricity like a charged battery and run better, or it's a negative and it helps to slow and drain that battery down. Kind of like that chicken embryo. So there's time, then there's timing, the timing of which you might perform something, the tempo, and then there's rest or time to allow your body to do things. So that it can make changes. And the more you use time, as I explain this to you tonight, the faster the results you're going to get. You know, time is something people don't want to take when they want results. When they want to lose fat, they want it now. They want it quick and they want it easy. Well, you can do it quick. It's not easy, though, unless you want to do it one time. If you want to do it one time, it can be easy. But it may not all be the kind of weight you want to lose. But you can do it a little slower as far as the learning, or harder, I should say. And you still can do it quick if you have the right facts. So if you want to do it quick and do it right, It might take a little more effort, a little more work, but you can do it once, you can do it right, and you can learn it for life. Now, seconds and minutes and hours are the most important thing we can think about when it comes to nutrition. Seconds, minutes, and hours when it comes to nutrition. It's like our car. Let's look at the nutrition we put in our body as fuel in our car. Okay, we take off. We want to go up to Phoenix. We're driving that vehicle toward Phoenix, and we didn't fill up. We got a half a tank, but it takes 5/8 of a tank to get to Phoenix. You get halfway there, and you go, oh, no, I'm going to run out of gas. Oh, if I run out of gas, I'm going to be late. Wait a minute. If I slow down, I use less gas. But if I slow down, I'm not going to be on time. There's time again. Anytime you change something, it's going to affect the time part of what you do. The time of your life, the time of your results, it's going to affect you. So you can either spend your time in the beginning learning and getting it right one time and not have to spend more time over that continuum called life. Everybody says, you know, hey, life's a rough road. I say, no, it's the vehicle you're riding in that's rough. You haven't done any maintenance. So let's talk about time and how it works. It's about our bodies responding. It's our body's ability to recover. It's like with this nutrition thing, if you were to shave your face or shave your legs and cut yourself, you'd want to have eaten that food yesterday, not today. That changes the time frame. If you ate it yesterday, it had time to process and work for you today. But if you eat it tomorrow, it doesn't do you any good today because that's tomorrow. So time or timing of when you fuel your car up or your body or when you put the nutrients in to get it to work is going to make a major difference. And now this factor in how we utilize this, we have to have time to process the food. We can't put the food in and have it immediately work. So we've got to have time to eat right. And then we have to have time to allow the body to process that food, to break it down, and to utilize it, and put it into a material and a form that the body can respond with it. It needs to be there prior to when we stress our body. So the frequency of the timing of our nutrients is important. Wait a minute. When I take supplements, now that's going to be important too? Yes. If you take all your supplements that you would need for 24 hours in one shot, your body may use some of it, but a lot of it may be passed through you and passed out. But what about when your body needs more nutrients later in the day? What's it going to draw from? Isn't it better to use some timing and spread it out? And have you what you need at each time during the day? If at 8 hours you need something and at 16 hours you need something else, wouldn't it be better to have some available at those times? And as you all know, when you go to bed, your body speeds up. It doesn't slow down. It turns to the cells. And that's when it wants to do the repair. That's when you need the electrolyte. That's when you need those nutrients. So the timing with which you do it is important. That's why I have people take supplements 3 and 4 times a day and space them out. Because there's a time for it. There's the timing of your eating, which determines how your food is utilized. You can have all the protein you need to repair your body and all the energy you need, but if you eat it at the wrong time, it doesn't work, and this is why. If you eat the vegetables you need to bring your blood sugar level up at a meal with protein, and your blood sugar comes up, but you don't eat the protein for 2 hours later, after your blood sugar level drops, it's going to want energy again first. So it's going to take that protein and make it into energy, because energy is the number one priority for the body. So your timing is off. You need to get your vegetables right now, get your blood sugar level up so that the protein can be utilized for repair. So the timing with which you eat foods and the combination is critical. And if you go too long between your meals and your blood sugar level drops, guess what's going to happen? You're not going to have your body utilizing that food properly. So it's all going to go for energy. It's all going to be stored because your blood sugar was too low. So you've got to get your blood sugar level up before you feed it a bunch of food to be utilized for repair. Because energy must be met first, then repair happens, and then any excess goes for storage. So again, there's timing. There's that time factor. The time with which I eat, the time with which the right foods come in, the time when the nutrients are put into my body, the supplements, the time when I stress my body. All these things are about time. Do you want to take time? You know, I had a little thing happen with a client some years ago. I always remember this. She said to me, you know, she says, you make us take supplements twice a day. Now, this was way back, you know, when the rocks were soft when I first started, you know. And so this lady, I made him take supplements twice a day. I made him take the minerals and the vitamins twice a day. And I says, you need to take them at, you know, one in the a.m. and one in the p.m. And after about a week and a half in the program, she says, I really love this program. She says, but I just can't stand it. I don't get enough sleep. I said, what do you mean you don't get enough sleep? You said you go to bed at 8 o'clock. She said, yeah, I know. She said, but you told me I have to take the vitamins at 1 a.m. and 1 p.m. She was getting up in the middle of the night and taking her vitamins. When I said 1 in the a.m. and 1 in the p.m., she thought I meant at 1 a.m. and 1 p.m. So her timing was off, and that was causing me a problem. So that all happened. So that's how that starts to work, and it all just changes around very quickly. Now, here's the thing, that when nutrients go into your body, you want to have a steady and constant available supply of that. It's better to have 10% too much, in my book, and urinate that out and have a little excess and have what I call an assurance of results, or an insurance policy, as I would call it, than to have 10% too little. Because in every 10 days, you're going to lose a day of extended life, where every 10 days, you could be building on another day of life. You could add time. You can buy time. So that's going to be very, very critical. Now, let me tell you, there's when it comes to exercise, this is where timing is everything. Exercise, how can that be? Exercise is exercise. No, first of all, we need to understand that there's a difference between exercise and recreation. Exercise is exercise. It means to exert. It is not fun. Recreation is fun. If you don't push a body hard enough to make it change, it will not trigger that response. But remember, we need to have eaten all those things first. So you need to push the body hard enough to cause that change. And that needs to be done very briefly. And the example of the best type of exercise that you can do, or anything that you can do to change your body, is resistance training. Wait a minute. Weightlifting? No. Resistance training. Wait a minute. Resistance means static. It means to slow it down or to resist. Oh, wait a minute. Not throwing and dropping. Not ballistic movements. Resisting it. In fact, you can only really resist muscles the best by when you release the contraction. If you were to pick up a barbell and do a curl and start to lower it, you don't want to let the weight take you down. You want to do what? You want to resistance train it. You want to resist it on the way down. You want to have the muscles turned on, holding it there, letting it fight it on the way down. That's resistance training. Now, that means you must slow it down, which is another factor of what? If you have to slow it down, it's a factor of time. There's time again. And you can't take rest between the repetitions so the muscle can recover. You've got to keep it going. Now, Arthur Jones, who invented the Nautilus, who I was very lucky to have as a mentor, said you can either work out hard or you can work out long. But you can't work out very long, very hard. Now, there's that time factor again, long or hard. You need to get the effort put out, and it needs to be in a very short space of time, and that's what causes the resistance to trigger the stimulus in your body. Let me explain something to you about resistance training. There's the time factor works like this. If you are doing a set of exercises where you're doing curls, or if it's the squat or any exercise in resistance training, you can do it very fast where you throw the weight in both directions and there's not much resistance, or you can slow it down enough to where the muscle has to apply pressure to it and resist it. Now you're getting work done. So there time or timing comes in. Now, one of the things you need to know, that when you work with your muscles, they reach a point of what is called momentary muscular failure. In other words, you have the ability to work out and do these repetitions one after another until you can't do another one in good form, and then really start to push the muscles to try to get another one, and then say you stop. You can't complete a full repetitions, and you reach momentary muscular failure. Notice the word momentary. What does that denote again? Time. So your muscle stops. Now, in 3 seconds from the minute you stop moving that muscle and it's at rest, 3 seconds, your muscle recovers 50% of its original strength. In 20 seconds, your muscle recovers 70% of its original strength. And in 50 seconds to 60 seconds, your muscle recovers 90% of its strength because it's had what? Time to rest. Time to recover. Time to get oxygen. Time to get circulation. Time to get food. So timing. Now, the less time you take between that exercise and the next one means that the muscles that helped you with that one might be worked again on the next exercise, and they're going to receive more benefits. So if you kept moving from exercise to exercise with less time, you're going to have a better benefit. So that creates what's called metabolic conditioning. Your body must exchange blood gases, nerve response, etc., quicker. It creates more heat, causes the body to have to cool itself. So intensity can be measured in increasing the weight you're using. It can be measured in increasing the distance or the length of the repetition you're doing, or doing more repetitions, which means more work. Or you can shorten the time between exercises, and you can shorten the time of your overall workout. Say it takes you 25 minutes to do 8 exercises with so many repetitions. You can do that in less time with the same repetitions and make it more what? Intense. And intensity can be increased in exercise by time, not just weight and repetitions. So time is a very important factor, especially in conditioning. So that's a very, very important point. Now, if you want to try this, you can try going out and running a 50-yard dash as fast as you can. Wait 1 minute and do it again, and repeat this 3 or 4 times. Now do that same thing with only 10 seconds in between and see how much more intense it really is. And when your tongue's hanging out and your knees are on, you're on your knees and you're gasping for breath, you'll realize you increased intensity by using time. Now, those people who take too much time during their workouts get nothing done. They don't get the associated muscles or the muscles that have been recruited to assist certain movements called in enough to make a bigger difference. So there's only an absolute benefit and an upside to doing less time to do your workout. So the more intense and the briefer your workout, the better it is. The more work you can get done on your body in the less time, the better the overall effect. Time. You're using less time to stress your body and allowing more time to recover. And therefore, if you've had the right nutrients and you can feed that body, what are you doing? You're buying time, like that chicken embryo. You're keeping it alive. You're doing it better. And you would always put your cardio at the end because that's durational work that takes what? Time. You use that more durational. It's not as intense. And you'd want to put that at the end because then that would be benefiting from the time you're spending doing cardio because you already had your heart rate elevated, and it actually increases the benefit of a minimal amount of cardiovascular time. And your heart can be changed by only 10 minutes of time 3 days a week. It's proven that the heart rate can be benefited, the lowered resting heart rate and better capacity for your cardiovascular system with only 10 minutes of cardio 3 days a week. So time is a factor. And exercise is supposed to be done to cause a change. That's why we do it. Where recreation is for fun. So let's go back and look over some things that time does and doesn't do. Or let's see what it does do. So we want to have a shortened total workout time. We want to have shorter time between our exercises. And then we want to have the right time and number of days between those sessions, so that our body can recover. So everything's about timing. The timing of your food, the timing of your supplements, the timing of your workouts, the days in between, the time in between the sets, the way you resist it. It's all about time. People say, I don't have time. I go, you will. You will. You'll be out of time if you don't take the time now. So the biggest time factor that I can tell you about is the one I'm going to tell you about right now. This is the clincher. This is the big one. Get ready. It's one word. Anybody want to guess? Consistency. Oh, that's about repeating something over time. Consistency. That's the biggest time factor. If you get the positive effect, keep repeating it. Make sure that it's measured. Make sure that it's known. Make sure that it's positive. Test it out. Consistency. It will buy you time if your actions are positive. Time. So, results from time to make food. Take the time to make the right food because it will give you time. Give it time to process because then your body can be prepared for the next stress so it can go on and give you more time. Take the time to exercise, but make it a brief, effective time. Use that time wisely. And take the time to make sure that you've got your intensity factors up. So it's time to eat your supplements, time to rest and process, time to exercise, and take time to plan your consistency. And remember, it's all about time. How much time do you want? How much time do you want to run down that road of life? More importantly, how do you want that ride to be? Remember, it's not the road of life is tough. It's the vehicle that's traveling down it that has the bad wheels. We can change everything we do by looking at one of these things, and I don't think many people have ever considered time. So time is the biggest thing I can tell you. And I can tell you this, that I've put in over 35 years doing this. I've worked with thousands of people. I've seen miraculous things happen with people who took the time. In fact, most of you know me. If you come to me and you don't take the time to do what I ask you, I give you time somewhere else. So I'm about commitment. That's movement in a given direction with no other possibility. No other possibility to me. You come to me, I'm going to make sure you're buying time, or I'm going to give you time off. So remember, that embryo lived 35 years until somebody messed up cleaning the dish. And it was only supposed to live 5 to 7 years. You have a new body every 16 months, new stomach lining in 4 days, a new layer of skin every 28 days, a new system of blood every 3 to 4 months. Every cell in your body is new. In 16 to 18 months, you can be a brand new person if you'll take the time to learn what you need to do. Remember, if everybody drank 4 quarts of water a day, that's 4 ounces every half hour that they're up, they took a good dose of apple cider vinegar that's unpasteurized every day in a little water, and they ate some minerals, tablets, 3 days a week, some good minerals that are really whole and complete, just those things alone would extend the average person's lifetime. It's been found that only 500 milligrams of vitamin C will extend the average human being's life 5 years. 5 years! So, you don't have to be like that chicken embryo. You might only want to live twice the normal length. Or maybe half, but why not give it a try? So the next time you see somebody being particular and taking all this time to pick out their food, their time to learn these things, respect it. Help them out.